Okay, can you hear me?
Blog Talk
yes.
Radio.
Okay. So I want to get into some things. First, we're going to start off with Nicki Minaj and the whole group chat thing. I think that was aimed for Jason Lee, because if you go back to Jason Lee and Remy Ma's interview, he was like, I have to put you back in conversation. You know, we used to be in a group with Cardi. It used to be me, you, Cardi, and Remy. He kept saying that. He kept saying that. So I think that was for him.
I don't think she cares enough about Jason Lee. I think that she knows that Jason Lee is trash.
Yeah, that too. But, you know, what else? Oh, about the, you know, all the images and body shop, photoshopping and stuff. I do, yeah. I think she a little bit biased with that. I am a bar, but I would say she is a little bit biased to that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not fair because she photoshops all of her stuff. She won't even get online without a filter.
Right, even though she don't need a filter, we all know that she don't need a filter. But yeah, but the whole thing you said with the Essence, she didn't want to live stream it because she had a FUPA. That's not true. I had insiders who worked backstage, back security guards. They said that during the day they lost her outfit. On top of that, Essence wouldn't pay her. So that's why she said the live stream. I'm not live streaming if y'all not paying me my money. That's why when you watch the videos at Essence, she was like, people messing up my money, people messing up my clothes. I had live streamed it. I was right there. So that was the reason why they didn't want to. She didn't want them to live stream because you're not about to get no free promo out of me. The fuck? I'm sorry.
Okay.
I didn't mean to say.
Thank you. We got two more of those and the show will be over. Okay. 5548. 5548. You're live on the air.
Hey, Ramon. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
So, just a few things. I'm going to be real quick. I think it's funny how, and like, I love Nicki Minaj as the music. I don't love Onika, but I love Nicki as the music. Mm-hmm. So, it's funny how back in the day, she was allowed to copy Kim's whole style. But now, if a girl wears a curly wig, oh, it's all of a sudden, oh, all the girls want to be like her and wear a black curly wig. It's like, girl, you weren't the first one to wear a black curly wig. It's like, come on now.
You know what? I think that's something that's actually important to say, because I think I can just type in Little Kim, Nicki Minaj, copy, and
all
girl, images will pop up. Hold on. Let me just see. Hold on. Like, look at all of this imagery that you have copied, Little Kim.
Thank you. You named your whole album. Like, come on now. Like, what? Like, let's keep it a buck. Like, for real.
It's crazy. Like, girl, what?
The second thing, I feel like a lot of the girls also don't want to go back and forth with her and ruin their career when she's sending mixed signals and then gaslight you and make it seem like she wasn't talking about you. So it's like,
yeah,
I would love to see the rap, but then it's like, are you going to gaslight me after I send shots back?
Yeah,
so,
that's a cowardly move. You know, that's a coward. You know who does that? Do that. You know, Jason Lee tried to do that to me. Tried to gaslight me and then try to act like she wasn't talking about me. Get in here, get in. You know what I'm saying? Those are cowards, and those are people that are intimidated. So that's the one thing that I don't really like about Nicki, because it's like, girl, you're really, really, like, you're scary, because if these girls actually come back at you, you'll be like, you'll play and act like you weren't talking about them.
Yep.
And I can't stand no. You know what I'm saying? I can't.
Yeah, it's like we want to see the back and forth rap, but then at the same time, Armand, like, we agree with you on that point, but then it's like the girls don't also want to feel ghastly either. So it's like it's a double-edged sword. All right.
No, I
have
agree.
A good night.
I agree 100%. Thank you. All right. Okay. 1-0. Here's the thing, though. I do think that Cardi B can give her news, because unlike Lotto, right? Lotto didn't have the infrastructure. Cardi B was able to throw a shoe at this woman, address her on live, throw shots, and still surpass her in many ways and now at the point where you're comparable to her. And Cardi B only has one album out, Grammy Award, 5 number ones, Diamond Records. Cardi B is here. Nicki Minaj will not be. If Cardi B was to respond to Nicki Minaj, it's not going to damage Cardi B's career in any way. Cardi B is solidified. Megan Thee Stallion, I don't think that Megan Thee Stallion necessarily needs to, because Megan Thee Stallion is seemingly winning. Now, behind the scenes, I don't know if a lot of people really feel Megan Thee Stallion. There's something about her that is off-putting, because from what I'm hearing, I don't know this to be true. A lot of people don't associate with her. A lot of people. So this is also the reason why you don't see a lot of big main, like, hip-hop people supporting her. I don't know what she did, but a lot of people don't fool with her like that. But it's interesting. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know much about Meg, and I don't know why. She seems like pretty cool. I know she has her ways, but we all do. But I think that right now you should keep letting Nicki Minaj, you know, keep building the anticipation for your return and give her the business and a record. 1024, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
I just
want to
let you know that I have been watching you for years now, since you've been filming from a secret location.
Yes, period.
Yes, all right. So the first, I just want to be really quick. I'm a little nervous, so bear with me.
Don't be nervous.
the first thing I want to say is, they need to stop playing in your face, because you've been right about a lot of things. I'm not going to say you're always right, but I've never seen you wrong. That's why I've been messing with you for so long. You've always been real about everything, and it's always come back to be right. So
95% of my news is real.
I'm telling you, it's given very much press. And as far as Nicki, we're going to always love Nicki because she does take the shots or whatever, but is it really in the end busting shots? Because you're not naming names. And it's like, as you say, she's going to act like she's not taking shots at anyone. So is it really that entertaining? It's just like a blah for me now. Blah.
Well, I would say it is more entertaining. I mean, the messy me would be like, say her name. But it is more entertaining because if I'm singing a record, right, I don't want to necessarily say, Cardi B, what the botch face photos? Why would you post those? I'm a Cardi B fan. So I don't, that can go, I might want to say, botch face photos, why would you post those to the jerk that I don't like? You know, after all that surgery, you're still fat. You know what I mean? I can use that for whoever I feel like, who I want to shave. You know, you sitting around here with all that fat, flabby, nasty skin after all of that surgery, all of this money, you are still fat. That is what gets me. You see, I don't, when you put a name to it, it automatically makes it so directly that person where I can't have fun with the lyrics anymore. You know, and so I think it
you know what? That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah. It's still a sport. It's still fun. So if you get it, you get it. If you know that, you know. And you know what? Everything doesn't have to be so directed, because if you know who you're talking about, you know when someone is talking about you.
That's true.
You know what
that's
I mean?
True.
And it makes it more hot.
I can get with that aspect of
and
it.
Commercially,
but in the
and
end,
commercially,
don't
and commercially.
Don't play the victim in the end, though. That's the only thing.
Don't play the
victim
in the end. But commercially, like bigger brands, bigger business. You can't, if you need to play crazy. Yes. Oh, I wasn't talking about her. That was just lyrics to a song. But if you actually say someone's name, they're like, okay, listen, there must be some beef here. I don't know what's going on. But if you just like, you know, saying a bunch of, you know, Dorito bitches mad because they ain't chose. I mean, what is a Dorito?
Right.
And who are you talking about? We can assume all day long. I mean, those of us that know, but do we really know? Because she didn't say. So,
right. So it kind of leaves that question mark. She knows what she's doing. You know what? That is a good idea. I'm glad you put it that way for me.
Yes.
All righty. Well, I want to hold you up. Thank you so much for letting me call in. I was a little nervous, but thank you.
No, you sound like, okay, have a good night, boo. Bye. Okay.
All right.
Let me get another one. 1375, you are live on the air.
Hello.
Yes. What's going on? Talk to me.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm sorry, I'm turning down in the back. I just wanted to say I love Nicki, but it's really sad that it's just the main thing that she was going at Kim about back in the day. I feel like she's turning into the same exact thing that she used to talk about. And she keeps talking about Cardi B in her face, but the gag is every time Cardi B step out, she low-key looked like Nicki Minaj.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've seen Cardi B in person. She do not look like Nicki Minaj. And Cardi B face and her teeth is everything. And her body is snatched. I've seen her in person, like up close.
When she had on that gold, was that at the Grammys?
Cardi B do not look like no Nicki Minaj.
She be catching me off guard sometimes.
And if you really want to be honest with you, Cardi B's body is better than Nicki Minaj.
I'm not saying like the body. I think just sometimes her face looks like. I really think she be catching me off guard sometimes.
Okay. And Megan Thee Stallion is naturally sickening. There's a picture of Megan Thee Stallion. Hold on. I want to see this because I'm like, Megan Thee Stallion, I mean, and this was so easy. Like, she just effortlessly ate this. And I'm like, girl, like, this is, for me, probably the best picture I've seen. Like, she looks so good right here. I'm like, girl, she is really pretty. Like, for real, for real.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. She's just effortlessly beautiful. Like, and she's in the gym. And I'm like, damn, this girl is fine. You know? Yeah, but go ahead. See, like, this is okay, but this, she's beautiful. But go ahead.
Oh, I thought I lost you. And the last thing I was just going to say, I don't know. I think Megan gets her so bad because Megan is not her son. Out of all of the girls, Megan is not her son. That's
okay.
All.
Thanks, Bull.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Okay. All right, let's take another one. 5,000, you're live on the air.
Hey, Omar, what's going on?
Nothing much, baby. What's going on? Talk to me. Yes.
All right, let me just cut to the chase real quick. So here's the thing with Nicki that a lot of people don't realize. Everything she preaches is projection, and we tend to not see it until later on, right? If you want to go back in the days of her and Kim beefing, everything she said about Kim was just her projecting that energy towards Kim. Now, fast forward to, 15 years later, we're seeing it. All right, another thing, right? You made a post yesterday, or the day before yesterday, where you said Cardi or none of the girls could take on Nicki lyrically. That's true. Nicki is 15 years in the game, right? Let's be honest. When Nicki just came out, her first 5 years, nobody outside of Barb Kingdom was taking Nicki serious as a rapper, and that's just a fact. Right? Obviously, as years progressed, her pen game got nasty. We're not going to say that from Nicki. So we don't expect a lady, Cardi or Meg or Lotto, who's in there, 4 or 5 years in the game, to really go up against a Nicki, like, seriously. Hence why Remy, who was a better pen master than Nicki, could have demolished her with Cheater.
No.
You get what I'm
you
saying?
Lost me.
You get what I'm going with
no.
that? I lost
no.
you? What,
yes.
what I'm saying is
Remy Ma,
Remy
Ma is not the one.
No. What I'm saying, pen-wise, Nicki don't want to see Remy pen-wise, and that's just a fact. We're not even going to go there. We're not talking about album sales or nothing. I'm talking about, like, pen-wise.
I'm not talking about
album.
I'm just saying, like, Remy Ma sounds like she's fighting a beat. Remy Ma is not. Megan Thee Stallion is a better challenge for me. Megan Thee Stallion, I'll give it to Megan Thee Stallion. I think Megan Thee Stallion's pen is lethal too, and I think you guys sleep on her. But Megan Thee Stallion has the beauty, she has the cadence, she has Remy Ma just has the anger. That's it.
But Remy pen is nasty too, though. Not taking it from her.
But
her
Remy doesn't. But Remy doesn't have the performance. But Remy does not have the performance. There's a lot. Okay, so you can have a dope pen game. But if you can't, sell it, let me tell you, because there's a lot of people. Partisan Fontaine has a dope pen game, and he can't get his career off the ground. Okay, so there's a lot of people with dope pen games, but it's more than just having a dope pen game. You have to have a package.
We get that. We're not talking about the package. What I'm saying is so I'm just referring to what you said yesterday when you said Nicki's a better rapper than Cardi. Yes, she is. Because obviously
she's a better rapper than Remy Ma.
More now.
She's a better rapper than Remy Ma, too.
Okay. But she's not a better pen master than Remy.
I mean, maybe not to you. But I think she'll eat Remy Ma up.
You saw what happened when she did with Sheether. It took her a whole week, and she came back with her brothers. Come on now.
Well, I think a little bit
Come
of that.
Now.
I think a little bit of that was like, do I really want to give her anything? She's not on my level. So I'm not even about to give her nothing. Like, she's they're automatically going to live for her.
She came back and gave. She came back and gave, though.
But she didn't even really do it. But honestly, where Nikki went wrong with the Remy Ma situation, I don't know if you've heard No Love with her and Gucci Mane. That should have been her response. Make love, that was fire. That really needed to be the response, but I don't know. I'll tell you this, though. Remy Ma did definitely dishevel, you know, and startle Nikki and get her, you know, rocking a little bit. But it ended Remy Ma's career, and it opened up the door for Cardi B. Remy Ma hasn't been the same since she threw either.
Exactly. And neither Nikki. You're right. You're absolutely right. We're not going to take that from that. You're right. All right, nice talking to you, Aman. I'll see you next.
All right, nice talking to you, too. Bye. Okay. It's going to be really hard to sell me on the fact that Remy Ma, I know you guys be wanting the girls like Remy Ma to do that, but Remy Ma's too hard. This is what I'm trying to get you to understand. We're never going to get a battle. We're never going to get an interesting battle in that way because, I don't know how to say this. Nicki Minaj is a girl's girl. She's sassy. She's feminine. This is the reason why I liked her so much. And I think this is what set her apart from the other girls that were coming up. Like, you know, like Foxy and Kim, like, you know, while they were feminine and girls, they were so hard. And it had this like very hard, masculine New York accent. And Nicki Minaj came in like with the Barbie and then she was very feminine. Hence the reason why I think that Ice Spice is doing kind of well because she sounds soft and feminine. Everything is not hard. Like girls are trying to sound like men. Nicki Minaj came in sounding like a woman but rapping like a man. She was a Barbie and she was feminine, but she could rap alongside a lot of the men, right? Remy Ma just was like a hard gangster, which I get it. But I don't really want – I get it. It's almost too masculine for me. I think that when you get another girl, but that can really spit, but they're going to spit in high heels, figuratively, right? And red lipstick and long hair and mini dresses, it's more sexy than having one girl in high heels and a mini dress and another girl in combat boots with a and sweatpants on. You know, so I think that Megan Thee Stallion to put on her mini skirt and her bundles to the floor and push her boobies up and put her big hoop earrings in a thong. Nicki Minaj going to come with her things on, and they're going to be girls, but they're going to be rapping like men and really doing a big one. That's what I'm saying. Remy Ma is just too, she was at that time, she was too hard. This is the reason why people didn't gravitate. People didn't live for that. Remy Ma sounded like she was fighting against the beat. You guys don't want to hear the truth. It is what it is. Keep living in that Remy Ma dream. 5741, that is past. Go ahead. Okay, thank you. 9522, you're live on the air. Yes, talk to me.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, hi, Armand. First of all, I agree with you with the Remy Ma thing. Yes, she is way too hard, and it just wasn't given. Like, I mean, it was crazy when it came out, but she just was not given what it was supposed to be gave. And then where is she now? So
yeah.
I really agree with that one. And as far as Nikki, I love Nikki. I'm a Barb. I'm going to say nobody never says anything when Cardi or Megan come for her and she's quiet.
Let's give me an example.
I'll give you an example. When Megan did Thot S or whatever,
uh-huh.
And she said the oldest line, everybody was living for that. Nobody really was coming for her, for Megan when she was saying all of that. When Cardi was coming at Nikki, she was arguing with the Barb. And the Barb, she was saying, oh, well, my husband can be around his kids and arms, other stuff she was saying about on Twitter, nobody was saying anything. But now that Nikki's off of hiatus and she's, you know, on Twitter and she's going back with Barty Gang, back and forth with Barty Gang, and she's saying stuff, it's a problem. I don't understand. Like, now I do wish that Nikki would just come at these girls in the music and don't have nothing else to say about it. I will say that because people just are going to think she's ranting. And no, she can say what she wants to say back if people are coming for her too. But as she did with Red Ruby, the sleeves, and she, you know, annihilated these girls, I want her to keep doing it, and I want that for the next album too. Because when she does that, she eats the girls, period.
So, I want to ask you this, though, if we're being honest. Do you think that Cardi B or Megan Thee Stallion come for Nikki unprovoked?
Sometimes I think when Cardi goes back and forth with the Barbs, she does. She goes back with the Barbs, just like you said earlier. You said they both do. She goes back and forth with the Barbs, and today Nikki was going back and forth with Barty Gang. So, yes, unprovoked. It was a point when Nikki wasn't saying anything too, and Cardi was going back and forth with the Barbs on Twitter. She does it all the time. So,
well, I think, in my opinion, and I think this is just Nikki's brand. Because if you think about when Nikki came out, I'm not sure how old you are, but like during when I was younger, Nikki came out telling the girls that they were going to pick her fruit out. So she came out. She's the same person that she is today as she was during that era. That's why none of the girls really fooled with her, because she was telling all these girls, I'm better than all of you. Any one of you. So I feel like Nikki she shoots first. And now, you know, she hits first. She swings first. And maybe you don't respond right away, but maybe Cardi be like, okay, I've been noticed you've been swinging on me. So today I got a little time. So now I'm going to swing back. Here you go. Because my thing is this. Okay, so my thing is this. Cardi B has not said anything.
Wait, yeah, right,
let me ask you. Okay, so she has not said nothing. She has not said nothing. Let's say months go by, Red Ruby the sleeve that does this thing, Cardi won't. We finally get a Cardi B something. She busting shots at Nikki. Would that be considered unprovoked?
No, because this is rap. And yes, Nikki has came at her through the song and everything. And I wish everybody would keep it with that. But no, it wouldn't be unprovoked. But I'm talking about Twitter. Twitter, not the music.
Okay.
They both do it, yes. But yeah, Nikki should, you know, she's saying what she needs to say back too, and it's really Barty Gang, and it's some bars. They're going through the fan base. It's through the fan bases though, but through the music, it's like the shots directed at each other. If you get what I'm saying, That's what I think. But thank you so much, Amon.
Thanks,
love
boo.
You.
Love you too. We're going to take a couple more super chats to the top, and then we're going to get up out of here. 2937, you're live on the air. Talk to me.
Hey, Amon.
Hey, what's going on?
I just want to piggyback on what the last caller said about the Twitter, right? Now, Nikki is throwing a whole bunch of shots. Now, there would have been a time if Nikki was out dressed to the nines like the rest of these girls, and one of them was sitting at home on a Twitter, busting out the Twitter fingers, she would have been saying, oh, I'm there out in the world and you sitting at home. So why doesn't this apply to her? You know?
Ooh.
And then also, every time she drop a song, it's coinciding with her husband's case. And everybody's not discussing why your husband can't make a Zoom meeting. And everybody's talking about the beef. It's like every time he got a court case, she's beefing on Twitter. I'm sorry, you can't say nothing about nobody if you're doing drugged up drive-bys and they out at the Vanity Fair party dressed to the nines looking good. And you can't say, oh, she got a kid. Cardi got two and she's still out there looking good.
Wow.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander. I want to say I love you, and it's just something to think about.
Thank you for giving a hot tea. Wow.
You're listening to the Armand Wiggins Radio Show.
Can everybody get in here?
Hot tea. Hot tea. As long as there's some hot tea, we can get into some things.
Okay. 0335. 335, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
I just want to say it's really funny. Uh-oh. Can you hear? Is it okay?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to say it's so funny how Barb's choose this one bad angled picture from Cardi B to harp on making hashtag Getty happen when there's literally decades of terrible pictures of Nicki Minaj to choose from.
I just think that was so silly for Nicki to do that because I'm like, girl, we all have bad pictures out there. And she has horrible pictures.
Everybody.
She's the filter queen. So it's like,
the
girl,
number
what?
One filter user, number one retoucher.
Yes.
And the second Cardi does it, they want to make a big deal out of it. But that's all I wanted to say. I love your show, and I love you.
Thanks, boo. Thanks for calling in. Okay, let me get my girl on here.
In the mix. Who is this freak of nature?
With DJ Armand.
It's Eva with the T. Hey,
listen,
baby.
This morning when I woke up and I seen all these deleted tweets, so I had to go to your page to get the tea. Because, you know, the girls left a tweet and then they delete and then they say they're hacked.
Yes.
Stand on what you believe in. If you believe that the girls are ugly, then stand on it. But let me tell you something, Nicki. Let me tell you something, Nicki. You already spilled the tea about the Essence Fest. But, girl, you were the same woman who called Craig Peters, Jonathan Clean and Don Airy, and you were cussing them out because Kevin Mazur, who photographed you at the VMAs, posted all of those pictures of those bad angles, and you had them delete all those pictures. None of these girls have ever done that. So if anyone is insecure with themselves, it's you. Because you were that person. You're not comfortable in your skin. So this is why you're delayed in these music videos and you don't put out the music videos when you need to because they're too busy photoshopping your waistline and having you bent over so it's adequate for them and easier for them to. We know what you look like. Be comfortable in your skin. If you're a big girl, be a big girl. If you don't like it, go get Nip/Tuck. It wouldn't be the first time you get it done. Secondly, you're not the owner of hairstyles. It's no shade. Because a lot of girls are on that natural hair, natural beauty stuff these days. As you see, Black China's literally taking out all kinds of fillers and all kinds of injections out to be more, you know, healthy. So, like, to me, it's crazy that you're online, but I get it. You're online and you have to watch these girls because of the accounts that you follow. And you probably went on that rant because your barbs were arguing with people all day, but you have to take accountability because you follow these pages and these pages harass these girls every day as well. So it's kind of your fault because how did you see that? And then secondly, we're not going to sit here and act like Nicki Minaj. It, because since you guys already talked about it, but Nicki Minaj was the same person that in many interviews when Lil' Kim was out saying, oh, this girl's taking shots at me and nobody's saying nothing, but when I take a shot, I'm bitter and old. And then years later, when she did the Crown interview, she did say that she was talking about Lil' Kim in Ooh-Ooh-Ho. You know the song? Ooh-Ooh-Ooh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then she finally admitted it. So Lil' Kim wasn't lying. So that's just my thing. That's very coward of her. Stand on it. If you're a female rapper and you're all about the bars and all of a sudden you're gangster now, stand on it. Thirdly, I do want to say she's also the woman who has done stuff behind the scenes for years. She did it to Kim. Mm-hmm. She did it to Remy. And then she started doing it to Cardi B by having, you know, Oso Jade and her sister in her music video jumping on Tasha K's platform and talking to her to spite Cardi B. She always does stuff behind the scenes, throws the rock and tries to hide her hand. And then when they step to her, then it's, Oh, trying to attack me at an upper echelon event. No.
Ah.
I don't like her because if these girls were to work, this is exactly what will happen. She would play victim and say she didn't start it because she didn't say any of the girls' names. We can only assume. We can only know. But she's never been a direct girl. The difference is the only couple of people that have actually been direct with her are Cardi B, Lil' Kim, Remy Ma, and Lotto. Let's be clear. They've said her name, and they've directed it to her. And then she responded. And then, you know, you see how some of the girls' careers are. The only person that really overcame that was Cardi B, and it's no shade to the other girls.
That's it. I feel like Megan Thee Stallion could overcome it too, but I don't think that. But I don't know. I think Megan Thee Stallion could overcome it.
Megan hasn't took a shot at her like with her name. You know what I mean?
No, you know. No, that's what I'm saying. But if Megan Thee Stallion actually went at her, I think that Megan Thee Stallion could overcome it. But I don't think that Megan Thee Stallion needs to, because she keeps fueling Megan Thee Stallion. She's boosting Megan Thee Stallion's star right now. We're at the point now where we're not even thinking about how much we feel like Megan Thee Stallion is a liar, you know, or how she did her friend. No one thinks about that anymore. You know, now it's like we want to see Meg win because Nikki is bullying her.
I do want to say this is with her last song that she just released right now, Nicki Minaj's, what was it? Red Ruby, the sleeves. She took a lot of shots at brand deals. Is she very, it seems to me like she's upset that she's not getting the brand deals that the girls are getting, and she's not getting invited to these events that the girls are getting invited to, because Megan Thee Stallion was just at the Nike event yesterday, and then Vanity Fair. Cardi was at Vanity Fair. Is she not getting invited to these events, or is she not getting the brand deals? Then now she's had to get pass me down deals, like the wrap snacks that Cardi B did first. She kind of, the Maxim that failed. All these things. She's not getting the brand deals. And I feel like, it kind of upsets her that now there's more girls that get these brand deals, because I did notice she took a lot of shots getting brand deals from Mugler, Popeyes, Doritos, Pepsi,
Donna Karen.
And I've noticed that. And it's just like, girl, is it because you're not a hot commodity the way you used to be, that you used to be the only girl they would seek out to bring out? So I get it. She's starting to look exactly what she made Little Kim to sound like, bitter. But
wow,
we'll see what the girls have to say. And we'll be waiting on the girls' music, right? Because at the end of the day, let's see if they put it in the music.
I hear that it's coming and it's going to be some tea.
Okay, that's what I heard
Me, thank you, Eva. Okay, let me take this last one because then I have to go. Okay, but let me read this really quick. Janetta says, Barb's talk about that girl's kids in the most disgusting way. So, yeah, Cardi B going to come back with talk about your fave and her child's father. All bets are off when it comes to my kids. Okay. 4800, you're live on the air. Talk to me.
Hey, can you hear me, Armand?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So I just wanted to piggyback off of what you said in regards of the Beyonce and Megan Thee Stallion thing. I do feel like that Megan is, using Beyonce as a, I'm cool with B. And if you guys notice, I don't know, but I pay attention to lyrics. On that song when Megan and Beyonce had, there was a part that Beyonce said, if you want to see some real bleep, here, baby, here's your chance. And on the song with Nicki Minaj and 6ix9ine, at the end of the song, Nicki said, that real A ain't keep your man home. And everybody knows that Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce. That was the whole thingy fight, all that. But, I catch T and I read, the lyrics. So, I think that they was both throwing shade at each other.
Yeah, because I don't feel like they're the Nicki Beyonce. They're not as cool. But then Beyonce will still go and then post you and happy birthday. But I don't think they're as cool as they used to be.
I don't think so either. And I haven't seen Beyonce, say, oh, happy birthday, Nicki, in a couple of years. So you may be right.
All right. Thanks, well, for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.